This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Do you know how sometimes you'll be on a highway and all of a sudden a house will drive by? Or like half a house followed by the other half? You don't see those double wides as much as you used to, but with affordable housing ever harder to come by, manufactured homes are losing their stigma as unattractive, flimsy, and tornado-prone. They're making a bit of a comeback, too. Today, none other than the government-backed mortgage finance company Freddie Mac offered its seal of approval with a new pilot program to increase lending for factory-built homes. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
They have names like The Exhilaration and The Chateau. And David Itram, head of marketing for Texas-based Titan Factory Direct, says,
"If I were to blindfold you and take you one of our models, you would never know you're in a manufactured home.
Because you'd be too busy being dazzled by the amenities.
9-foot flat ceilings, stainless steel appliances, farmhouse sinks."
The outside will still look more manufactured than a traditional home made of brick or stone. These houses have to be light enough to ship. But instead of $350,000, Itram says a top-of-the-line 2,000-square-foot home would cost around $150,000. Affordable housing advocates believe that difference could help solve the affordability crisis.
There's a tremendous opportunity. Manufactured housing in and of itself, we've estimated, is about 35 to 47% cheaper per square foot than existing site-built housing.
That's Elena McCargo with the Urban Institute's Housing Finance Policy Center. She says one barrier to demand has been financing. Factory-built homes are often paid for with so-called chattel loans, which tend to have higher interest rates. Freddie Mac's pilot program will provide conventional mortgage financing with low down payments. Mike Dawson oversees affordable lending strategy for Freddie Mac.
It's going to take time, but I think it's going to make a material difference in this market over time.
Dawson wouldn't say how much the company expects to invest during the two-year pilot. You know who else is investing? Warren Buffett. Berkshire Hathaway owns the largest builder of manufactured homes and two of the top lenders. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.